Dr. Joseph Sanko's phone is flooded with calls and messages from family and friends in his home country of Sierra Leone. The professor of African Affairs at Damon College says the concerns people have in the U.S. over Ebola are nothing compared to the fear people face daily in Guinea, Liberia, and his native land. He says nobody truly understands Ebola and where it comes from. As children are being orphaned, not even their extended families will take them in, out of fear of being infected. With few options and little to no support from their governments, he speaks of a bleak future in West Africa.
A generation of youth with no jobs, education, and their future is also messed up because of Ebola. Even before Ebola, there are not enough jobs to go around.
Sanko says Ebola has added to the poverty of these nations, which are already amongst the poorest of the poor. Before the virus, the region already had limited transportation, inadequate communication networks, and issues with overpopulation. Now, millions of dollars are lost each day as investors leave, tourism disappears, and schools close. Sanko says Africans need to take responsibility for their economies and infrastructure. But he also says billions of dollars are needed, and the question is, who will invest? For WBFO News, I'm Avery Schneider.